Again, my name is John Gunn, and continuing the Macintosh demo. We're going to do a little bit more with the Finder, then we're going to do a little bit exploring on the dock. There's a couple of things I missed in the last presentation we did for this. I want to explain a little bit about how we can tell if an item is selected in the Finder. That's one important thing I missed. I'm using a little bit different voice for this presentation, but well, what they say, variety is the spice of life. So let's go into the Finder. I'm at my Macintosh HD, so I will hit Vokey spacebar. That again is Control Option spacebar.
Macintosh HD window 11 items
outline. All right, and we will, of course, my preference. I like to have column view.
As column view browser.
All right, and I will interact by Shift key, Vokey's down arrow.
Applications, select a folder. Applications, select a folder.
We're going to go to my hold folder.
Bible, select a folder. Bible, download, hold, select a folder. Hold, select a folder.
Now, let's say I want to know what folder I am. Let's say I forget. Well, actually, what I can do is I can do Vokey's F5.
Hold, select a folder is under the mouse.
Now, I'm going to let you hear that again.
Mouse location, 361X, 208Y.
Now, that tells you where the mouse is. That's your typical where you are on the screen.
Hold, select a folder is under the mouse.
All right. So, through VoiceOver, there are parameters you can set in the menu itself. Basically, what we're doing at this point is wherever I move on the Finder, my up and down arrow keys, of course, using the combination with the Vokey's, the mouse tracks it. So let's open the folder here.
Audio hijack 220.dmg, select disk image, row 1 of 4, column 2 of 2. Audio hijack 220.dmg.
Okay, that's enough now. We don't need to be yakking all the time. So going back to this here, where we've selected this file, and we'll see what window in here, first of all.
Hold window. Window chooser menu, 2 items. Hold. Desktop, Shift D. Hold.
All right, so we'll back out of that.
Closing.
And I'm going to explain that.
Menu.
I'm going to explain that just a little bit here. But that's what window we're in. And again, if I do a Vokey's F5.
Edit. Submenu is under the mouse.
Whoops, that's not good. Hang on once here.
Sidebar list. Back button.
Well.
9 items. Column view. Browser.
There we go.
Column
and then
view.
We get
applications. Folder. Row 1 of 9. Column address. Book.app. AppleWorks. US Audio. Hijack.applications.
No,
select
back
folder.
This up
row 1.
Here.
Bible.
I think
so
we get myself.
Select a folder. Library. Select hold. Select
all
a
right.
Folder. Hold. Audio hijack 220.
Now. So we're back in the hold folder
select
again.
Select disk image. Row 1 of 4. Column 2 of 2.
Okay, that's
audio
enough.
Audio hijack 220.
That's fine. I know. You're going to tell me 8,000 times. So again, I'll do the Vokey F2 again.
Hold window.
That's the window I'm in. But the actual item that I've selected.
Audio hijack 220.dmg. Select disk image is under the mouse.
And if we want to know the screen area, the pixels and so on.
Mouse location 566x154y.
All right, that's pretty outstanding. So let's back out.
Hold, select a folder. Row 4 of 9, column 1 of 3.
Just select the,
hold, select a folder.
Of course, that is selectable. We'll just double check here.
Hold, select a folder is under the mouse.
Now I'm going to hit the Vokey's F5 again.
Mouse location, 361X, 208Y.
And of course, you can tell the difference on that. So that's kind of how that works a little bit. But if I do the chooser menu here, and that's Vokey's F2 twice.
Hold window. Window chooser menu. 2 items. Hold. Desktop. Shift D.
So if I wanted, of course, I could do, you know, Shift desktop. And, of course, that brings my desktop. But let's say if I want to do that.
Desk. Macintosh HD. Selected.
All right. So now I'm back in the Macintosh HD. So let me do my chooser menu again here.
Desktop.
Well, that's
window chooser menu, 2 items. Hold.
And I'll...
Column view browser.
How I'm doing that is, of course, vol key spacebar. And sometimes the finder gets a little bit confused. There we go. So that's where we're back to the hold again. Now, while we're in this, we'll go. We'll stay in the fold the hold folder again. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to Vokey's F1.
Finder to running applications.
Now that's.
Application chooser menu to items.
Now this is application chooser menu.
Audio recorder menu.
That's what I'm on here.
Finder menu.
And of course, finder.
Finder menu.
Is what I'm on here.
Audio recorder menu.
So let's say if I want to go to audio recorder.
Audio recorder menu to items. Go to audio recorder. MP3.wav.
That's what's recording.
MP3. Go to audio recorder.
Now that's choosing the window inside that recorder. Inside audio recorder. So let me hit Vokey's F1 again.
Finder to running applications. Skype 1.4.0.49.dmg. Select disk image. Audio hijack 220.
Okay, so I'm back to my finder again.
Select disk image.
Let's do this once again here.
Finder to running application. Application chooser menu to items.
Okay, well, actually what happens here is the... It'll tell me if I hit...
Finder to running applications.
It'll tell me which running application I've actually selected when I do Vokey's F1. If I hit this again...
Application chooser menu to items.
Application chooser menu.
Audio recorder menu.
Now this brings up a menu because...
Finder menu. Audio recorder menu.
Because what it is, it's...
Audio recorder menu to items.
Because it's open up another window here.
Go to audio recorder.
Now let's go to audio recorder.
Audio recorder.
And of course, that little ticking is we're recording here.
7.9%.
And
slider.
We'll see.
0728.
And we've recorded a little over 7 minutes here.
Monitor. Uncheck checkbox. Voice settings. Record. Dim button.
And we won't deal with. But if I want to go back to my finder, we'll do this here.
Audio recorder to application chooser menu to items. Audio recorder menu, finder menu, finder menu, three items. Go to finder, hold, desktop, shift D, hold, find hold window, 11 items.
And of course I'm back in my hold window.
Hold, select a folder, rough audio hijack
and
220.
Just think of your, the first time when you hit Vokey's F1, it's going to actually tell you which application you're on that's running. Now, if I hit that again, it'll give me a choice of what application. It'll tell me what the applications that are running. Now, depending on which one, when I chose audio recorder, of course the menu there, because there's actually not only the program is running, but it's also looking at the WAV file that I'm recording. So in a nutshell, it's kind of like if you do your application chooser menu. Let's say if you have a Apple uses text edit. Well, first of all, if I had a document open in text edit, let's say I had all these applications running, so on and so forth, and you know, the finder gave me the choice, the application chooser menu gave me the choice on the finder or what was underneath the finder. And of course, in this case, it was hold. Now, the interesting thing on that is if I had text edit running, that's a word, as I said, a word processor for the Apple. If I had the text edit running, if I arrow down to that window, it would give me a choice or give me a menu. Well, do I want to go to the application or do I actually want to bring up the document that I've been working on? So that's the difference on that. And that's why that's a little different there. So that's kind of a brief, outlook for or a brief look, overview of the choose your menu. Just think of your Oh, your application menu or your chooser menu, kind of in your system tray, or your taskbar. It's kind of a combination of both, I guess, really is a good way to put it. It's a little different, but for at this point, easy simplification, that's how I would, it's kind of like a combination between taskbar and your system tray. So we're going to close out of this. That's a brief overview of the chooser menu and whatever. Now I'm going to close all these out.
Close Macintosh HD selected.
And of course now I'm in the Macintosh HD. The next thing I want to do is show you is the dock. Now, and it is called the dock. Now there's a couple of different things. Before we get into the dock, I'm going to show you something once here. First of all, we're going to bring up our Apple menu, and that's Vokey F2. Or no, actually, this is a Mac thing here. Control F2.
Menu bar on Apple.
Now I'm going to Vokey down arrow.
Apple menu. About this Mac software, Mac OS X system pref dock submenu.
Now the dock is a submenu, so I want to right arrow.
Turn magnification on.
Turn magnification on, which I really need.
Position on left.
Now, position on left, that means it's a vertical position. It's on the left-hand side of your screen, vertical, of course.
Position on bottom, check mark.
Position on bottom, and I have that checked.
Position on right.
And position on right is pretty obvious.
Dock preferences, ellipsis. Dock preferences, ellipsis.
Now, what I can do here, I'll go to dock preferences here.
Dock preferences. Spec, dim button. Forward, dim button, show all button. Blank, search text, dock size. 30.4% slider.
Now that's your dock size.
Small, 30.4%
slider. That's 30%, of course, and I can change that, which I won't do.
Small, large. Magnification, unchecked checkbox.
Magnification is off.
100.0% dim slider. Min, max. Position on screen. Left radio button.
And this tells me where it is on the screen.
Bottom, selected radio button.
That's where it is.
Right radio button. Minimize UZ. Genie effect pop-up button.
I don't know what that is.
Animate opening applications. Check checkbox.
No, I'm not sure what that is.
Automatically hide and show the dock. Check checkbox.
Now that's what I do. I automatically hide and show the dock. What that is, if a sighted user would come along with a mouse, they could have the mouse at the bottom of your screen, and then the dock would appear.
Help button, back,
and
forward,
we'll just close
button.
This out. So that's what the dock preferences are all about.
Finder, Macintosh HD selected.
And that's how to set up the dock. In other words, just think if I have mine on the bottom, that's checked. So when a sighted person would use the mouse, they would, of course, hover towards the bottom of the screen. Boom, the dock would show up, and all my applications would be on the dock. Same thing as on the left-hand side of the screen, of course, which would be vertical, and the right-hand side of the screen would be vertical as well. The reason I have mine checked, of course, when you put the mouse over, it'll appear, and when you move away from the dock, it'll go away. I like what the way my brother put it, that for sight easier, it's kind of nasty because you don't have all that real estate on the screen. That's kind of a neat way to put it, I think. So, without any further ado, let's get in the dock here.
Dock, trash.
Now, I can access my trash if I want.
Audio recorder running.
And that's what's actually running, you can tell that.
Fire,
and we'll explain.
VLC, chess.
These are just different
mics.
And incidentally, chess. You can actually use VoiceOver to play chess. If I knew how to play chess, you can actually move the pieces. It was amazing when I first got it. I was really surprised. It really does work with the keyboard.
Text edit.
Of course, it has text edit, which I discussed. These are all the things in the dock.
Mail. Finder. Mail.
Mail is my mail program, of course. And I'm going... How I'm doing this while I'm in the dock. First of all, how to access the dock, I did Vokey's D is in Delta. Of course, that again, whenever I say Vokey's, I'm still talking Control Option keys. So I'm talking, you know, that's how I access the dock. There is a Mac keyboard shortcut for it. I don't remember what it is right now. I don't really use it, but which is understandably. So these are, now I can either up and down, again, when I'm up and down arrow, I'm using vol keys in combination. So I can right arrow.
Safari.
Safari is a mail, or is the browser.
System preferences.
System preferences.
iTunes.
iTunes.
Skype.
Skype.
Terminal.
Terminal.
Text edit.
Text edit.
QuickTime player.
QuickTime player.
Chess.
Chess.
VLC.
VLC, which is kind of like Winamp.
Fire.
Fire, which is an application, which I will show in a future demonstration, how that interacts with someone on Messenger. It really is cool.
Audio recorder.
Of course,
running.
Audio recorder. Now, let's back up here.
Fire.
Here's fire.
Audio recorder running.
Now, that's running. What if, now, before when I started up audio recorder, I actually had to go into my applications folder, audio recorder, blah, blah, blah. In fact, I left it off for this reason. I had to go there for that reason. What if I want to add this to my menu, add this to my dock?
Press audio recorder, application dock item, audio recorder, mp3.wav, window, record, dim button.
All right, so actually I'm there now. So let me go back to the dock once here.
Finder.
Because what I can do is,
HD,
I'll go back to the dock here.
Dock. Apple, macOS, and audio recorder. Right.
Now, I'm going to bring up my menu key. Now, how I do that is vol key, you know, vol keys, shift, spacebar.
Audio recorder, mp3.wav, window, record, dim button, pause button.
Well, that didn't do what I wanted it to do. Oh, I know why, because I had the wrong key combination.
Dock, audio recorder, running.
Actually, what I have to do is the vol keys, shift, and then hit the letter M for menu.
Menu.
Now, here's the choices.
mp3.wav, check mark, keep in dock.
Now, you notice it says keep in dock.
Open at login.
Open at login, which I don't really do that.
Show in finder.
Show in finder, which...
Hide. Hide others. Quit. Force quit. Force quit.
I'm going to explain about force quit in just
quit.
A minute here.
Hide others. Hide. Show in finder. Open at login. Keep in dock.
Now this is what's actually this is the file that is recording here.
Keep in dock.
So if I want to keep in dock, I will hit vol key spacebar.
Closing menu. Audio recorder. mp3.wav window. Pause button.
So what I'm going to do now here is let's go back in the dock and we'll see what it says.
Dock. Audio recorder. Running.
Okay, of course that's running.
Menu.
Let's see what...
mp3.wav, check mark.
Of course, that's what's, as I said before.
Remove from dock.
Now, I notice it's remove from dock.
Open at login.
And, of course...
Remove from dock.
Of course, remove from dock, which makes sense, so I can...
Closing menu. Audio recorder.
Do that.
mp3.
And that's how you remove a dock. Now, the dock is basically... For all intents and purposes, it's kind of a start menu, quick launch bar, task bar, all on steroids. And you can see where I could add these items into the dock or whatever. And how I did that, I could have done this two ways. I could have minimized a window to add audio recorder to the dock, or to me, I think it's a lot easier because obviously when you're running, just go to the dock and then hit your menu key, and then you have your various choices there. So at this point, I just, I'll put it back in the dock. Just show you how easy that is again.
Dock, audio recorder, running.
So since I land on audio recorder, I'll bring up my menu key here.
Menu. mp3.wav. Check
and of course,
mark.
I'm vol key down arrowing. And this is, you can only go up or down.
Keep in dock. Closing menu.
Now I took that out of the dock. And to shut the voice up, I just hit the control, and that will do that. So we'll just double check here.
Audio recorder, running.
And I will check with the menu. The menu key is kind of like a right click for Windows. And that again is vol keys, Shift M as in Mary.
Menu. MP3.data remove from DAC.
Yeah, I'm going to remove it from DAC right now.
Closing menu.
And what I did is I did I hit the Vol keys spacebar to remove it from DAC. Just want to explain that. So that's kind of the DAC, really. I'll a brief overview of the DAC, and it's to me it's really handy. And before Tiger, you really didn't have a DAC. Well, maybe you did. I'm not quite sure. But let's say OS 9, you had what they called aliases. And this is kind of getting back to the Finder a little bit, but you had aliases and you could create and you could put them on your desktop. An alias in Windows would be known as a shortcut. Of course, that just points to the path where the application is launched and so on and so forth. But this way, it's a lot easier to just put everything in your dock that you're going to run on a regular basis. And now the thing is, with the mail, I don't have that. Just as kind of a side note, the mail, I do not have that running or turn on at login, start up at login, because I'm not always connected to the airport. Of course, if someone had a desktop, you could do that, get your mail right away, and so on and so forth. But being on the iBook, I choose not to have the program up and running as soon as I log in. So that's a bit about the Finder and the dock, and I'm looking forward to doing this again. And take care, and we'll see you down the road. Thank you.